I'm J. Warner Wallace, and I served as a homicide detective in Los Angeles County, working cold cases for many years. I get asked a lot of questions about, like, why did the suspect do this? Or who is the suspect in this case? The one question I never would get, though, is, like, what did you learn about human nature as you were investigating the case? Well, that's what this series, The Truth and True Crime, is all about. We're going to talk about 15 cases. We're also going to uncover attributes of human nature, like how humans flourish and how humans don't. But it turns out that all of these observations you might make in criminal cases, they're also on the pages of an ancient book called the Bible. True Crimes, Human Nature, Rules for Life, and Evidence for Christianity, in a series we're calling The Truth in True Crime.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of B.B. Temple, Dead.org Worldwide. Wow, today methinks that our awesome Lord hath given me a very timely message indeed. But I do believe it is not just for me alone, but for all of us in what happens to be a pivotal time. Not just in our church, but also in our nation and in our world. So without further ado, let us reason together, shall we? Not on my words, but on the word, in a study I have entitled, Simply Tough Love. Oh, most exalted clicker peep of the day. Change that slide, thank you. Thank you for your service. Now, today's scripture focus verse is found in the Old Testament book of Micah. We're going to be in the 6th chapter, 8th verse. I chose the NIV today. Now, Micah, of course, was one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, but it's a very timely message for us today. So let's read it, shall we? Yes, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Well, today, I propose that we skip the lengthy commentary. Yay! And cut to the chase. Let's do it, shall we? Alrighty. Two questions. First question. Oh, learned BBT biblical scholars, what do you see? Well, the answer is a list. A list, what? Three things. Act justly. Love mercy, walk humbly. Got a verb, and you got an adverb. But this is not an English lesson. Yeah, let's not do this. This is a Bible study. But let's look at the key concepts. Yes. What do we see? What do you see? Justice. Anything else? Mercy. Anything else? Humility. Yes, yes, yes. But what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means a lot. Because in one simple yet profound verse, I believe that our awesome Lord is trying to show us his perfect balance in how we are to properly react and to take action in response to the challenges we face or the opportunities that are presented to us. Right? More positive way to look at it. Okay, so who cares? Well, I hope I do, but I hope you do too. Because again, I believe that now is a pivotal time for our church. Here's where we now take, hopefully, what we've learned, and we apply it. We apply this wisdom in our lives and our church. Let's do it. So arise, ye of unbridled passion for Christ. Once again, it's your time to click. Click away. Thank you so much. And what we're going to talk about now is the video clip from above. It's all tying together. That clip is from, as you heard, J. Warner Wallace, who professes to be a cold case detective and author of a series of best-selling books. This is not his first. This is just his latest. And it's fascinating how he takes investigations of Christianity from the basis of evidence. Today, I focus on his latest book entitled The Truth and True Crime, where he looks at 15 leads and how to then ask the right questions that will lead to the right answers, which will then, acted upon, yield the right response. That's why we're doing it, right? Okay, let's look at, he lists them as leads, because that's how he would be an investigator. He investigates leads. So, lead number 10, tough love. J. Warner Wallace says that justice is a universal human yearning. We all yearn for justice, even as children, right? We know as children that's not right or that's wrong. Before anyone tells us, we have a sense of that built into us. But it requires a balance of two things. What two things? Anybody? Justice and mercy. They are both sides of the same coin. Jesus was our perfect example of the embodiment of justice and mercy. Bullwhip Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple. But merciful Jesus asked for forgiveness for the very people who just drove nails into his hands and feet and hung him on a cross to die. Now in his book, J. Warner Wallace takes real life examples and shows how they played out in real life, in real time. He recalls the story of a single mom. She has two sons. One son she's very strict with, the elder. Very strict. But he eventually rebels, moves out of the house, gets involved in a gang, and eventually she loses him to gang violence within like 2 years. But the younger son, who was just 10 when his brother died, she spoiled him rotten and failed to discipline him even after she found cocaine in his room. He was busted for possession after she testified against him and helped to send him to prison, where unfortunately he hanged himself in his cell. So, which one are you? Are you justice? Are you mercy? I confess, I lean heavily towards justice. That's me. I totally identify with Judge Vonda B in her support court videos on YouTube, where many a miscreant is ordered by the court to pay up. But I realize that I am clearly outnumbered by the merciful in our midst. God bless you, mercy peeps, for your efforts. I bless you for your efforts, because B.B. Temple simply could not survive without you. We couldn't do it. But please hear my heart. I will not be okay if I feel that anyone whom I care about is being taken advantage of, even if it's by somebody else I care about. Like, you know, if one of the big Ten Commandments is being broken, I'm just not cool with that. And I'm not going to pretend that I am. In my humble opinion, it ain't okay. Okay, but it's not about me, Linda. What's it about? So, what's the final verdict? Justice or mercy? Answer, both. Both. Oh, most wise and wonderful clicker boss, please, if you would, click away. And we will wrap this up for today. Here's the takeaway, peeps. Oh, precious peeps. Justice and mercy are both sides of the same coin. One simply cannot exist without the other. They are inseparable. Martin Luther likened the struggle between justice and mercy to a drunken peasant who fails to straddle his horse if he leans too heavily on either the stirrup of justice or the stirrup of mercy, but rather balances upright between the two. J. Werner Wallace says the goal is doing what is best for the person you are trying to love. And that ain't easy. Amen. But may the fullness, not one or the other, but may the fullness of both justice and mercy prevail. Amen. Amen. Let's wrap it up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, that is my prayer. Grant us the wisdom, Lord, to achieve that balance. We cannot, with our sinful nature, do that. But we have only to look to your precious Son and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, for a clue of how best to proceed. And oh, do we need your wisdom to press forward towards the goal, which is in Christ Jesus, to be like him in all of our actions, acting justly, loving mercy, but walking humbly for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your precious Son and our risen Savior. Amen.